views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to your new enlightenment oasis, Blank Enlightenment Radio with Misty Thompson on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Your host, Misty Thompson, joins Dr. Pat and takes you through a journey towards enlightenment. This hit show will help you believe in yourself, knowing that what happens in your life is not happening to you, but rather for you. Gain tools to take this new way of thinking and apply it into your everyday life. By changing your mind, you will change your life. Now settle into where you are because you are in a safe place to learn.
Really feeling the groove of that right now. Yep, that's what I'm feeling, the groove of that.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. This is Blank Enlightenment Radio with Misty Thompson. Showing love throughout your day, throughout your year, throughout your life, throughout. Let's just be talking about the throughout. As my phone is ringing here because we have had to set up multiple studios out of our homes. Why? Because the universe has blanketed us with the most amazing, where I live, 18 inches of snow.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
No, I'm not in Boston. I am in Seattle. But today, it doesn't matter because we've got to have the most glorious time leading up to this day, Misty, right?
Yes. Yes.
I got a question for you before we get jumping. Mm-hmm. I want to talk with you on this day, and I want folks to know about the work you do and why you do it. So I want to talk with you for a minute and ask you to share the power of love that you have seen, that you have felt in your life through your life's experiences, and why that love has catapulted you, you know, as a sought out spiritual life coach, angel card reader, intuitive psychic medium. We're going to be opening up the phone lines today, but your connection with those that are here still in earth skin and beyond, because your experience set the stage for you to take on a role that perhaps maybe you didn't know you were going to take. Tell us about that.
That's very true. Well, as you were saying that, I still feel like I'm a little teary-eyed because, you know, we have love in our life throughout. I mean, with our spouses or significant others and our children, our grandchildren, our friends. But, you know, and I'm already going to start choking up, so I apologize if I start crying, but I think that's important to, you know, be vulnerable with those things that touch us. But my biggest thing is my sister. Just being with her, even though when we were together growing up, it wasn't always the best relationship. But the fact that knowing that even after life, physical life, we still have that connection, because for me, it's even stronger than I ever imagined. You know, when you're growing up, I didn't really think about, is there life after death, that kind of thing. But I know it's true because I have felt it tremendously. And when you first start talking, that's the first thing I thought of. Because with that, that makes our other relationships so much more powerful. And because, you know, I've told this story, of course, in my book, but because my sister had her life path, which was to die tragically at the age of 23, to be, you know, we know she was murdered, but we don't know all the situation and we don't even know who did it. We have ideas, but we don't know for sure. But just knowing that her love on the other side has helped me get to my where I'm at today has given me a whole nother faith. And again, it's made my other relationships better. I appreciate them more. I know that there's more than just this physical life. So it's so overwhelming, the love that our loved ones on the other side have for us. And it's important that we honor that. We can honor that by showing love in our daily life, whether it's to ourselves, to others. It is not being in that state of grief forever. You know, I have seen clients that, you know, they've had parents or loved ones that have passed away, and 2 years later, they're still in deep, deep grief. And I understand it. I do. But one thing that came through very clearly from my sister was that she did not want us to get caught up in how it happened, why it happened, or any of that, that it was supposed to work out the way it was supposed to work out. And we needed to understand that, or at least just be at peace with that part of it. And the part about it too was with her just guiding me, and I needed to sit back and trust the process and trust that my bigger purpose was to learn from her and her tragedy. And if I don't do that, then I'm doing a disservice, not just to me, but to her. And I can't honor her if I'm in a constant state of grief and a constant, not loving myself and honoring myself. Because when I do that, I'm honoring her. I'm honoring my grandmothers that passed. I'm honoring God, you know, source. So it became very clear to me when that happened. I was 24 at the time, and I just turned 50 this past couple of days ago. So it's taken me a while to get where I'm at, and that is okay. And that's where I think people want to jump into right now, you know, and I want to feel that way right now, but it's a process, and we have to honor ourselves and our loved ones by taking the steps necessary. So yeah, when you said that, I first thought of my sister. It popped in my head.
Well, and the reason I bring that up is because we are talking about love today.
Yeah.
And we're talking about the power of it. And for those of you out there, we are going to open up the phone lines, because it is that kind of day where we're looking at how do we create that space so that we can hold the love in our hearts, in our souls, in a way, in what the world needs today. And I think that the reason I wanted to ask you about that is because you have written books. You have taken the story out there, a story of love, commitment, a story of purpose and passion as well. And so often when we lose someone that we love, it's hard for us to move forward, to pick ourselves up.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, we have to turn our lives over to something greater than ourselves. Let's talk about work you do and what it means to create a space within ourselves that can hold love for all that we encounter.
Yes, definitely. Well, you know, I work with clients with what they need. And, you know, being that we always attract where we're at energetically. So we align ourselves energetically with the people. So I do work a lot with a lot of people with grief. And I do work with a lot of people who are struggling with relationships. And to me, those all come back to love, like I was saying. And what I do is take what they need and let them, I want them to understand that there is a greater purpose. And they are worthy, and they deserve to feel the love in their life. Whatever that means for them, whatever state that is, if that means, you know, honoring themselves, loving themselves so they can love their loved ones, whatever it is. So that's what I do with my clients. I do that. And, you know, more recently, I have kind of changed the format of how I'm seeing people, because I do see people one-on-one. Well, I'm not doing that anymore, because I find that working with people like at least three times will actually help them on a more long-term effect. You know, instead of just working with them one time and then it's like putting a little Band-Aid on the wound, you know, and then it just a few months later, they come back. So that is my goal, is to work with people. I want them to be their true self, and I want them to honor themselves, and I want them to love themselves, because we all deserve it. we are created and we are here for a reason. Everybody's purpose is different. And that's the beauty of it all. And, you know, and I am working on an actual course too to help people with this. And it is an 8-week course, and it's going to be touching a little bit on the basics just to get people to start thinking differently. Because what happens for them right here, right now, and how they react does have the ripple effect. And they may not feel like it does, but, you know, if you just think the small little world, you know, how I react to my daughter in the mornings will affect her day at school, will affect how she, you know, whether or not she has an attitude with teachers or whatever, you know, so it does matter. And the thing about it is talking about it is totally important, but showing it, the actions, that's what sticks with people the most, is the actions speak louder than the words. So that's what I do to help people. I do have a book coming out April 1st, and it is about grief, and it's looking at grief from another perspective. And it is exactly that. It's honoring our loved ones. So, because when we honor them, or when we honor ourselves, it is honoring them, because our loved ones do see that bigger picture on the other side for those who have passed on. And it's important for us to honor them by loving ourselves and others.
Yeah. And what you're talking about is such a universal energy. It's really the one of the most misunderstood, I believe, energies in the world.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, Misty, and this is what I want to talk about when we come back, I want to talk about what you have done, you know, as a result of this, because a lot of times we get confused with having a loving energy for the world, with the fact that that means inaction, or that means having love, but not having emotions, or not expressing oneself. And I think that's so far from the truth, right? Mm-hmm. Because think about it, even a man like Jesus, whether you're a Christian or not, every religion has got something. Every spiritual practice has got somebody like this. Mm-hmm. But even this loving spirit that's gets written about everywhere, even he decides to get on a mule, a donkey, and ride through the sacred temple. Mm-hmm. And so what is it about the confusion we have about love, where we think that love is not a call to a further action to elevate ourselves, elevate our lives, and elevate others? We're going to talk about what you're doing to demonstrate that when we come back. We'll be right back.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I want to touch. Never knew that it could mean so much.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Huff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go to ignite the life you deserve. Visit GetRootedRadio.com and tune in.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit SpiritFireRetreatCenter.com. To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit GlennaRice.com.
Love me like you do. Is that Ellie Goulding?
It is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I still got it. Benny, I still got it.
I didn't think you lost it.
I may have lost it. But you must admit, take on the Grammys the other day when we couldn't find our guest, my 17-minute rant on the Grammys was pretty damn good, right? You know, everything from Dua Lipa and St. Vincent, right? You got to admit, I still may have a little bit of it going on, right?
Just a little, I think.
Just a little. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So funny.
Well, I know it's funny. Well, happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. Can you feel the love? Now, look, this is Blank Enlightenment Radio. Misty Thompson joining us here today, showing her love throughout your day. It really showing it 24/7 throughout the day. Misconception. And so we're going to call into the show today. I hope I have the right number. Do I have the right call-in number, everybody? 1-8, we had to create makeshift studios along the Puget Sound. So I'm hoping I got the right call-in number. 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And if I don't have the right number, Carter, just text me a note. But we are taking your calls for a lot of reasons. One of the reasons is that sometimes we need help. We need support. I know for me, I've needed a lot of support that to help me move forward in life despite of these things. So we're talking about how we can show this to ourselves and the creator of love. And Misty, let's talk about that. I mean, I did make a comment before the break because, you know, out of everything I learned, you know, in the Christian religion, while I was part of that and everything I've integrated into my own spiritual practice, I was always struck by that story, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there are many stories of love. But it seems like every religion I read about, and I've read about a lot of them, or anything I studied, anything from the Bhagavad Gita to what we're talking about, there's always that moment where these loving creatures have a moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But isn't that like us?
Absolutely. You know, that is part of that us as a human. We have emotions, and that's why we have these emotions. And, you know, bringing love into your daily life is, of course, very important, but it doesn't mean you have to be that 24/7 because that is not realistic at all. You know, we have the different emotions. We get sad, depressed, angry, and it's not that you're having those emotions. It's what you do with it. So if you're angry about something, I would say, and I've helped my clients with this, is you just don't stay in that state for long periods of time. Because yes, and yeah, there might be a reason why you're angry. You know, the person who did this to my sister, I am angry about it. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I wish we knew who it was. I wish they could have been convicted, but I do get angry about it, but I don't let it control my life, and I don't let it affect the other people around me. So, but if say I'm driving and somebody cuts me off, yeah, I'm going to be a little upset about that and angry about that. But it's if I constantly, every time I drive, I am angry because that happened to me last week. That's where the disconnect happens. And I think when, and I definitely feel it, that when you hold on to that anger instead of letting it flow and basically getting it out of your system, if you hang on to it, you end up pushing it down and you pile things on it. And then eventually you just get consumed by anger. And I have known people and I have seen clients that don't even know where the anger comes from or the sadness or the depression. They just know they have it. And when you do not let that emotion flow through you and you don't, when you kind of just push it down, like, okay, I'm angry, but whatever. And then it just kind of makes your day terrible. First of all, you're not living in the present moment, because living in the present moment means you will accept it. You will allow that emotion to flow through. And if you have to get it out of your system because you need to journal it out, journaling and burning it, or talking to somebody, whatever that is, that's what it is. And I think that when you start using these, I guess they could be considered negative emotions, and you let it pile on, it just seems like that's what you attract more and more and more of. So the important thing is being vulnerable, identifying it, loving yourself enough to know that, hey, I need time away. I need time to step back from this. I need to let it flow. I need to let the sadness go away and not let it affect decisions and things in your life. So, but it's very important that we all understand and we do connect with that emotional side of us. Yeah. And exactly, that's what I do for my clients. I definitely help them with those kinds of processes.
Yeah. And today during the show, what we're doing as well is we're taking your calls. We're taking your comments. This is a show to get some help, some relief, especially on this day, so that we can all fill our hearts with love. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, as we like to say in the crust-busting vernacular, there's nothing that will crust your heart over faster than a broken one. And so whether that is the loss of someone that has moved on or whether it's the loss of someone, period, today's show is to help you demonstrate what it looks like, feels like, to have that place of love, that opening. And I want to get back to something I said before, Misty, and that is, I know for me, one of the things that I learned to do was to basically fill my time with helping others.
Sure.
I mean, I found that was, I mean, when I lost, even the loss of my job, when I lost my job and I moved to Seattle, I pretty much sat here up on Capitol Hill, drank a lot of coffee. But then I started to volunteer for like Chicken Soup Brigade.
Yeah.
So how do we, and how have you opened up your practice, what you do for folks to help them move forward? And we're taking your calls today for live on-air readings, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. You know, sometimes I can hear my folks talking to me that have moved on, right? I hear my stepmother at least 3 or 4 times a day. She's like in my head. And sometimes, because I recognize that, it helps me get to the next point.
Yes.
But I want to ask you this question. How do we start forming these habits?
Yeah, that's the thing. Definitely to start the habits, first of all, find somebody you trust and can help you with that. Work with them. You know, I know several people, you know, my colleagues, you know, we help each other on different ways of basically getting to the bottom of it, of our concerns. And most of it always comes back to love and knowing that we're worth it, our that we deserve happiness, that we're worth it. So definitely, you know, find somebody that you trust that can help you, whether it's like me, I'm a spiritual life coach, or, you know, a counselor, whatever it is. The other thing, if I just had to give you a tip, and I was even resistant to this, but journaling has been so, so transformational for me. And I know that might sound kind of simple, and it really is just simple. And what I would do is I would just not think, and I would just write my feelings down of what it is that I was feeling, why I was angry, or why I was sad. And I found the more I did it, the more spirit was working through me, and I would start writing things down. And that's when I would have my aha moments. Meditation has helped with that as well. But like you said, for you, that's perfect. Distraction is a great way to help. But here's the thing, it needs to be distraction in a positive way.
About that when we come back.
Sure.
Because I want to talk about this idea of positive distraction. I love it. I love that you're bringing that up.
Yes.
Because, you know, when we're talking about blank enlightenment, that blank part is fill in the blank.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about, fill in the blank. And sometimes we have to fill in the blank with a distraction.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, I fill in the blank with my distraction of going to play table tennis.
Yeah.
And when I'm done, I hit this little white ball and I feel renewed. Linda has got right now a 1,000-piece puzzle on the dining room table. Right? And you can just see it. You can see how we stop for a minute, walk by the puzzle. Yes, it would be called a distraction. Why? Because sometimes we just need it. Mm-hmm. And I cannot even wait to go to the movies. So let's take a short break. We'll be right back. The power of distraction to avert a disaster. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Let me see you move. See you move.
Are you new to playing with the law of attraction or a seasoned pro looking for an easy and organized way to monitor your co-creation endeavors as you draw them from the immaterial planes into your physical reality? Then join me over at goldenotter.us for bi-monthly new and full moon rituals where we plant seeds of intention, then harvest the fruits of our desires as part of a dynamic community in the members-only Lunar Manifestations Forum. I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Otter Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream, and I can't wait to meet you.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on transformationtalkradio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com and visit jenniferzellup.com to thrive with Jen.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you haven't been practicing active listening or not getting into some bad habits, it's a good idea to go back to the basics and remind yourself how to be a good listener. Here's an idea that might help. When your child comes to you with a story about her day, set aside whatever you're doing and give her your full attention. If you're in the middle of something that can't be put aside, tell her that you really want to be able to give her story your full attention and ask if you could continue the conversation at a specific time. So for example, this sounds like an important story and I'd really like to give it my full attention. Can we talk about it in 10 minutes when supper's in the oven? Active listening might sound like common sense, but often it's these simple skills that get buried in our parenting pack and easily forgotten or overlooked. Challenge yourself to practice this skill for a full week and see if you notice a difference in how much your child is sharing.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Benny, I thought for sure you would be bringing a little Donna Summer. I feel love.
I thought for sure
you were going to kick it up old school. I swear I did. I was like, today, maybe we're going to go a little old school with Benny on this, right? if you think about a song that absolutely talked about love, somebody said they counted how many times in that song Donna Summer, who's with your sister, I know for sure.
Oh, yeah.
How many times in a song does somebody say the word love? She's got to have the record. She's got to have like a winning score for that. Awesome. You know, the people, the younger generation of people, probably even you, Misty, probably are thinking, who the heck is she talking about? Donna, who?
Oh, no. I used to have her cassette tape. Oh, who? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did you say cassette?
I did.
Oh my goodness.
I even had the 8-track to Donnie and Marie back in the 70s.
There you go.
8-track.
Do you know that I recently talk about love and loss? Once upon a time, Linda came over one of the trips. She comes every time she comes, we do the cleaning. We clean the cleaning out. The day I parted with my 8-track cassette player and 8-tracks.
Yeah.
It was like, you know how in your gut, you know that you shouldn't be letting go of them, mm-hmm. but yet you're thinking, how much room do I have in storage?
Right.
What is up with that? Misty, we're taking callers right now. We're going to awesome. Connect all of you as you call in with your loved ones. And we have a special gift as well. 1-800-930-2819. Tell folks how they can find out more about mm-hmm. you. And I'll say it slowly. Benny, somebody just typed a message. Say it slower, Pat. 1-800-930-2819. I don't know, Carter, if you typed that on Facebook. 1-800-930-2819. Give us a call. For those of you that want to connect with us and you can't call in, if you just ask a question at transformationtalkradio.com in the little box or the Dr. Pat Show in the little box, that would be great. The rest of you, you have downloaded our app and you asked a question through the app. I don't even know how that's done. So Misty, how can people find out more about you and tell us about the giveaway you have for today?
Sure. Well, I wanted to do something special. So if anybody wants to connect with me, there's definitely several ways, but my website, mistymthompson.com, and or they can go to my Facebook page, Mystified Enlightenment. That's pretty much Facebook and my website is the main thing. And I would love to, if anyone would love to work with me, I would love to connect with people. And, you know, I do offer like a complimentary, I call it a clarity connecting session and see if we are a match and just to kind of get a little connected with them, and they can send me an email for that. And you can do that through my website or through contact@mistymthompson.com. So the giveaway today, because it's Valentine's Day, I wanted to do just a really nice gift basket, like a self-care, a self-love basket. And so some of the things that are going to be included, and I have to get my list because I always forget. So one of my books, and I'm not sure which one yet, it just depends on what I'm guided to give for that person, that energy of that person. A journal, sea salt, because it's very important. I'll put exactly what needs to be done. I have my mindful experience cards and a few other little surprises. Again, I like to pick it up from the energy. So based on what other people need, based on their energy, I'll put that all together and I would mail it to them. Yeah, I would love to do that. So I'm really excited for that.
Well, part of what we do here and how it works really taps into the energy that you, first of all, have created in your profession and in your life. And today, you know, we're talking about love in a way that perhaps sometimes we don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. And so let me just ask you this question, 1-800-930-2819. We're taking your calls for live on-air readings, and we'll do our best to get everybody in the queue here for today, 1-800-930-2819. And if you don't get a chance to call in today, Misty, how do people get a hold of you directly? Because I know a large part of our listeners contact you after the show as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I've been getting those by email. So like I was saying, contact at mistymthompson.com or my phone number, 928-362-8492 is my number. And it's either way, you can connect with me. Either one of those would be perfect. Or you can actually, if you want to get on Facebook, and you could do a private message to me too.
Let me ask you this question. I know today is one of those days we have a love-hate relationship with Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that, I mean, I know we've got a lot of other holidays and, you know, what I mean by that is we have feelings about them. We have a feeling about the seasonal holidays, mm-hmm. Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever that is. Then we have other holidays. Of course, nobody really has any issues with Halloween, like my favorite holiday, right?
Right.
But this is one of those holidays where we have mixed emotions. Mm-hmm. What have you discovered in helping the people you work with really embrace the feeling and the dynamic energy of this day?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because, and I used to be that person as well. When I was single, it was like, oh, it's just for people who are in love and that's just gross. And what about us and me? You know, that kind of thing. But, you know, it's more than that. It truly is more than that. You know, of course, everyone or a lot of people say that these holidays are just, you know, just to get money, whatever. But, you know, looking at it from the point of not comparing yourself to other people, that is truly important. In fact, I just posted something and I do have a Facebook group and I'll announce that here in a little bit. But I did post something that I got from somebody I met over the weekend in Sedona. And it was so interesting. It's like when you don't compare or judge others, then you are in alignment with where you are supposed to be. So basically you're being confident. And I think what I used to do, and I'm sure many of you still do, or, you know, or have done in the past, you compare yourself to where other people are at in their relationships or in their life and in all of that. And that is so wrong because we have to trust and believe that we are exactly where we are supposed to be, whether we're with somebody or not with somebody. And it's okay where we are at. And love, Valentine's Day for me is just loving yourself, looking at the love in everything, you know, whether it's people or it could be, you know, I mean, let's face it. I love the fact that I have food in my cabinet and I am so grateful. And I love that I send love, healing love and appreciative love to those who prepared it or got it ready for me. You know, you have the farmers and you have the people who drive the trucks and, you know, so I am just so, I love the fact and I am so appreciative of those people. So it's not just like being in love, it's showing love. It's showing appreciation. It's doing that. And I know exactly what you're saying about your heart being broken. And, you know, the thing about it is, when our heart is broken, Of course, we need to heal from that. But, you know, it's not always Valentine's Day isn't about being in love and dwelling upon where we should be or could be. It is just looking at, and I know it sounds kind of cheesy, but looking at everything around us that is beautiful and full of love. And that's what I've learned to do. And maybe it's, you know, as we get older and we have our experiences and we begin to see what's really, truly important. And it doesn't matter who's by my side in a relationship. That doesn't matter. It's nice to have love, but I have realized that I cannot expect anybody to have love for me and show me love unless I do it for myself. If I'm not going to give myself love, then who else? You know, I can't expect anyone else to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I've learned throughout these years.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I'm really struck by is I'm also struck by, you know, what you have done since those experiences in your life where you've said, yeah, of course I'm going to feel what I feel. Mm-hmm. But then I really do need to do something in my life.
Yeah.
I need to take an action in my life. And, you know, becoming motivated to move forward in life despite what life hands us, I think is the key to our happiness in so many ways, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, like you were talking about your distraction, and we need to have a distraction to help us through these tough times. Because like I was saying earlier, we are human. That's part of life. We're going to have ups and downs. All of us are. The only time that's not going to happen is when we are, you know, our physical body has died. So we need to fill our mind and we need to fill our heart with a positive distraction. And when you do that, it will align our mind, body, and spirit together. And when we are in alignment, that's when things happen for us. So it's different for everybody. And that's the beauty of it. You said for you, it's table tennis. And for me, it's something else. For someone else, it's whatever it is. It doesn't matter. It's just doing something positive to help you feel distracted. And it's not, it might seem like it's you're deterring from the feelings, but it depends on what it is and how you do it. And I feel like anything positive that you're doing, it's healing, believe it or not. You know, it's more healing than hurtful. It's when you do those self-sabotaging things and the negative things, that kind of distraction is not healthy. And that just gets you further down that rabbit hole. You get further and further down. But, you know, for me, the positive distraction was working with people. And I knew without a doubt I had to do it. I didn't know it at the time of my sister's death, but that's okay. But as I got, you know, closer to my retirement, I knew that that's what I had to do. And it was uncomfortable and it was scary. And I still have those moments where I feel a little uncomfortable stepping into something new and I'm scared. But I know that when I have those feelings, that means I'm supposed to be where I'm supposed to be. And I know spirit's guiding me. My spirit team is definitely guiding me on that. So it just depends on what it is. And it's all the way it's supposed to be. And the distraction is what's really, really important. And, you know, for some people, some of my clients, it's they have felt guided to learn new things. They felt guided to learn about angels, or they felt guided to get into yoga. Whatever it is for them, as long as it's positive, it will get you in alignment and you will be able to move forward.
Yeah, I want to take a short break, but I'm not going to, because I want to continue to talk about this with you. You know, one of the things that I've noticed about our lives and what we do is the fact that here we are and we're looking at what it is that is ours to do in life, right? What it is that brings us that love. I want to talk to you about what I want to call them tricks, because I call them tricks. And so let me give you an example. I remember doing an interview with someone. Oh, it's got to be about a year or so ago, Deborah Engel. And I remember getting her book across my desk, just like your books. And by the way, Linda's family, we gave the book to her, her brother's mother-in-law. And, you know, Vaughn read the book. And we walked in on her as she was reading the book. Mm-hmm. And you could tell she had it. And she looked up. And the look on her face as she shut the last page of the book. Mm-hmm. And she's very soft-spoken. And she just looked at us and said, "This is a great story."
Oh, that's so
and
sweet.
You know, here's somebody that doesn't listen to the show, but mm-hmm. you know, we like to share things.
Of course, here. Yeah. Absolutely.
And so we shared that. And you know, the question and what I'm asking you mm-hmm. is, I learned a trick about a year ago. And many people would say, "Really, Pat, after how many years you're doing this?" And here's what it was. When somebody says, "I've got the only little prayer you need," you scratch your head and say, "No way, you do not." Mm-hmm. And when I read the book, it was the fundamental of what you were saying today and what you've said in your books and what she reacted to. Mm-hmm. And it was the energy of gratefulness. Mm-hmm. And I don't say gratitude. It's gratefulness. Mm-hmm. It's different to me.
Right.
And if we can hold, even in the face of such extreme loss that mm-hmm. you experience, any inclination or vibration of gratefulness, we can build a bridge on that.
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
Sure.
Even if we can't quite get to love.
Right. No, that's true. That's absolutely true. And again, it's what I believe to be baby steps. You know, back a long time ago, it felt like such a stretch for me to feel grateful for what happened to my sister. But now I know I've grown so much since then that I'm very grateful. I'm so grateful for her for having to have her life in the way it did, so I could expand in my spiritual gifts and I can expand to help people. That was why we were partnered together as siblings. You know, she had to go through this process for her, but it was also for me. And, you know, when I think about that, it's just so overwhelming. Yeah, how grateful, how appreciative I am for her mm-hmm. for that.
So we picked this day. And we call it Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And we ask ourselves the question, I want to go back to something you started the show with. Mm-hmm. We ask ourselves the question, am I able today to hold the spirit of love? And I'd like to give away this self-care basket right now,
sure.
whether it be on Facebook or live into the show caller. One or the other, we're going to give this away. 1-800-930-2819. It includes one of Misty's books, journal, sea salt, mindful experience cards, and other surprises, because it's this feeling of gratefulness. Mm-hmm. So we'll do the first caller, Benny, 1-800-930-2819. And if we don't get a caller within the next 3 or 4 minutes, we'll go right to Facebook and we'll look there as well. I want to ask you, though, from your perspective, mm-hmm. you know, there are things that you've done in your life to really shift and create. What is your greatest vision mm-hmm. on this day and beyond to continue to take your message out, yeah. including your upcoming book? Because,
right.
you see, you keep doing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, for me, it is definitely, like I was saying, feeling a little uncomfortable and a little bit fearful. You know, that's just normal, but I'm not letting it deter me from what I'm doing. So my vision is I am stepping into even a bigger, broad audience. I already have clients all over the United States and some in Canada and one in India, but I'm actually going to step into my power even more so. And, you know, that comes with this book that's going to be published on April 1st. And it's going to be, it already is, has a bigger energetic, I don't even know. It's just like a bigger energetic presence, I guess you could say. I've already hired a PR person for it. I'm in the process of hiring a social media person for it. So I'm really stepping into that. As far as clients, I am working on my course, which is going to help people find their clarity, whatever that is. And that's why I wanted it to be kind of general, because the clarity for everybody is different. And I know that this course is going to be beneficial for so many people, because I'm taking all the things that I have learned since I've opened my business 3 years ago, things I've written in my book, things that have been that I've received through spirit, other clients, some of my mentors, and I'm putting it all together in this course. And actually, this course should be ready. It should. I'm ready to get it going on the 18th. So, I'm looking forward to expanding in that way. And it's my passion to help people. And that's all I want to do, is help people where they need to be to find the clarity in their life so they can be their true self and be happy and find joy in their life. Mm-hmm. And showing themselves love and others around them. That is my passion. And that's my purpose for helping, for being here right now today.
Mm. You know, one of the things I also want to talk with you about, if we could, is let's talk about the gift basket
yeah.
you put together. Because, you know, many people come on the show and they don't think to pay something forward. But let's talk about what you put together for one of our listeners here. It's actually beautiful.
So for this one, I'm doing the basket. And again, I want it to be tailored for their energy of that person. So, and I have some of the things listed on there, but I personally don't know what it's going to be, honestly, because I just have to get the energy of the person. But you know, I have helped people, some of the listeners, I've been so honored to help them through their process. And I have done readings for them, and I've received so many, thank yous from them about, you know, how they feel so much lighter and so much better, and that it's helped them through their grief. And that is such a true honor. That is what fills my heart. And when I'm able to fill my heart with love and appreciation and being grateful to them, it's that ripple effect. And that means the people that I, in my little world, will be affected, not just on here on the radio show, but in my daily life, going to Walmart, because when I feel fulfilled and happy and have purpose, the actions will speak to other people. And maybe it's just the energy about something. Maybe I walk by and smile at somebody. That energy might be what makes their day. And you know, I think that's what we all need to do, is just start small. Start small, like I said, take the baby steps. And, you know, just my thing is not holding other people responsible for the things that have happened in your life. And, you know, you don't have to be okay with what happened in your life, but you don't have to take it out on others either. And I think we get jaded from that, and we get, bitter. And then as a result, we end up becoming bitter and cranky to other people. And I don't even think, some people don't even realize they're doing it. It's just, they're just so living in the past of what's happened, or they're so worried about the future that they're not living right here, right now in the present. And yeah. It could be they're having a bad day and someone's going to smile at them. But if they're not present, they're going to miss out on that.
Yeah. And you know, part of the missing out is missing out on life. And missing out on life, really what it talks about is what it is, the energy is of our lives, mm-hmm. you know, what we're doing and how we're doing yeah. it. And so part of that is really looking at what we can do to be better people in the world, but to do better.
Yes. Yeah. And a lot of that has to do with, like you said, you know, just honoring your feelings, no matter what they are, whatever they are. You're not going to be in a place of love 24/7. I mean, you might have it there, but you know, when you have things going on in your life, it's normal to be angry and sad, like I said, and depressed, and it's okay. I would hope that people do not let it affect their future by holding on to all of that.
Mm. What a great show. What a great conversation. And for those of you out there, We have a winner of the basket, or shall I say somebody we're going to pay it forward to, Joan, who's following us on Facebook.
Awesome.
And Joan, I just sent you a little message. If you don't mind sending me an email so that we can connect you with Misty, we'll make sure that all of this happens beautifully.
Yeah, absolutely.
Misty.
Yeah.
Please give out your website again,
sure.
But also what's your personal message? What would you like to leave
sure.
us with today?
Well, my email again is mistymthompson.com. And, you know, I recently started a Facebook group, and the message is, you know, I want everyone, and this is the name of the Facebook group, is Illuminated Clarity and Divine Purpose, whatever that is for you. So I would love to connect with you on my Facebook group. I do Facebook Lives twice a week, and I do offer some tips here and there. I would love for people to be, you know, if they're so guided, to connect with me through my Facebook group or my website, any of those things. So again, Illuminated Clarity and Divine Purpose is my Facebook group.
Whoa. Now that's right? got a bit of an energy on it.
That's what I felt.
I know. Misty Thompson, everybody.
Yay.
Please check it out. Misty, thank you for the gift. Joan, thank you for listening. Thank you
yes.
for your comments. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
Thank you for listening to Blank Enlightenment Radio with Misty Thompson. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Misty joins Dr. Pat and teaches exactly how your life is working for you on your path to enlightenment. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit MistyMThompson.com.